In a keynote address to the party's 15th People's Conference, beamed live on Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation Television in the Victoria Falls Resort, Mr. Mugabe denounced those fanning factionalism and told them to stop it as he was not going anywhere. In the broadcast that was monitored by Studio 7 in Harare, Mr. Mugabe further said the warring camps must unite and work together for the benefit of the party, adding that ZANU-PF would not succeed to do anything if it continued on a divided path. He said talk that people divided to Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa or Pelegezela Mpoko camps should stop, saying all people belong to the party and not to individuals.
Work together for the common ZANU-PF cause, the people's cause. Then we remain what? A people's party.
Mnangagwa is believed to be leading one camp, while Mpoko is said to be in a faction that is the backing of the First Lady, Grace Mugabe. The two are also being backed by the Young Turks in the party, calling themselves the Generation 40 or G40. Mr. Mugabe bemoaned corruption among party cadres, saying they were overcharging people in various community projects. He said Chinese President Xi Jinping, who visited Zimbabwe last week, had pointed out to him that China was ready to support Zimbabwean projects but wanted to deal with straightforward people. He said those caught on the wrong side of the law would be prosecuted. Reacting to the president's speech, Harare resident Marofen Mukudu said Mr. Mugabe was frank about the state of affairs in his party and that he wants it addressed.
Most tellingly was the president's admission that the military, the army, the police and the CIO have come to him talking about this succession issue, meaning that the state itself is now fragmented around this succession issue.
Another resident, Mlondolozi Ndlovu, said Mr. Mugabe's accusations that the security sector is now interfering in ZANU-PF's affairs is an admission that factionalism has reached unprecedented levels.
Maybe the admission, to me, it's a sign that at least we have heard it from himself that indeed there is a factionalism within the party.
Some opposition political parties dismissed Mr. Mugabe's speech, saying it was uninspiring. People's Democratic Party spokesman Jacob Mafume said there was nothing to take home from Mr. Mugabe's speech as the nation is marooned in an island of despair. He added that though a young nation, Zimbabwe was feeling as old as Mr. Mugabe. Spokesperson of the Movement for Democratic Change Formation led by Professor Walsh Mncube, Kuraone Chiwai, said ongoings in ZANU-PF confirm that it would not survive beyond 2018.
As MDC, we are actually targeting victory in 2018, and ZANU-PF will not be there after 2018.
Mr. Mugabe said the conference was not an elective event, but was meant to take stock of the state of the party as well as developments in government. After Mr. Mugabe's speech, portfolio secretaries started presenting reports on the state of the economy and policies that the government is implementing. The conference, which started early this week, ends tomorrow. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.